This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Regulation number three today can be boiled down to what in the ever-loving heck were they thinking? The news late yesterday from Uber that not only had it been hacked last year, personal information for 57 million Uber riders and drivers, but also that Uber had paid the hackers $100,000 to delete the data, and also, the New York Times reports, then tracked down those hackers to get them to sign non-disclosure agreements to keep the hack quiet. Interestingly enough, that is not what the regulations say companies are supposed to do when something like this goes down. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank is on it.
Unlike publicly traded companies, private ones like Uber don't need to report breaches to the Securities and Exchange Commission, but there are laws they should be following, says cybersecurity analyst Aviva Leighton at research firm Gartner.
There's no federal disclosure law, but there are something like 48 state disclosure laws,
including California's, Uber's home state. That law requires businesses to disclose data breaches of unencrypted sensitive personal information, quote, in the most expedient time possible and without unreasonable delay.
That leaves a lot of discretion to the company what they are going to, you know, purport to be a reasonable delay.
Greg Pollock at cybersecurity startup UpGuard says the Federal Trade Commission can also punish a company, but there's no standardized fines for breaking data laws. They vary case by case, which means the risks to brand reputation are often seen as much worse than any regulatory penalties.
Companies have an incentive to downplay and obfuscate information when they are breached,
which Pollock says can make future breaches even more likely because companies fail to properly investigate the root cause of the hack. Kim Jones is a cybersecurity professor at Arizona State University. He says a high-profile breach disclosure can really shake up a competitive industry.
If Company A has a breach and Company B doesn't, then consumers may be inclined to migrate to Company B.
In the fallout, Uber has pushed out two executives, including its chief security officer, and the company is facing an investigation by New York's attorney general. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.